Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 23, Pretoria and Tzaneen 20, Emalahleni 21 degrees. Government has commended emergency services teams in responding to situations due to the inclement weather conditions in parts of the country. Two people died in KwaZulu-Natal after being stranded in snow on the N3 highway, while parts of Gauteng, the Eastern Cape, and Mpumalanga and the Free States were also affected by snow. Here's government's acting spokesperson, Nomonde Mqwa.
Government thanks all its citizens for their cooperation during this challenging time and urges patience and adherence to safety precautions to minimize any further impact.
The African Transformation Movement, meanwhile, says it's concerning that government was not prepared for the adverse weather conditions despite warnings from the South African Weather Service. Here's ATM spokesperson Zaman Chona.
This delayed response not only jeopardizes lives, but also exposed significant flaws in our emergency management systems. It is imperative that our government prioritizes the safety and well-being of its citizens. We must ensure that adequate resources and protocols are in place to respond swiftly in times of crisis.
In other news, the Motor Industry Staff Association has called on employees to tackle workplace bullying and harassment. They warn that harsh treatment of employees can lead to potential reputational damage and financial loss. Here's the association spokesperson, Sonia Costance.
Bullying and harassment in the workplace is front page news, and the employer should not underestimate the severe impact. MISA is at the forefront to eliminate bullying and harassment in the workplace. According to MISA, bullying rises from numerous acts, for example, a manager's tone of voice, that can be perceived as demeaning and belittling.
On to crime-related matters, and a total of 561 suspects have been arrested for various offences in Tshwane during several successful operations over the past weekend. Police spokesperson Jan van Dijk says the suspects were arrested for crimes ranging from rape, gender-based violence and theft.
448 individuals, 175 vehicles and two vehicles were checked to make certain that they were not stolen, with 21 identified premises searched. These actions resulted in 25 arrests for drunk driving and 5 arrests for public drinking. Additionally, 47 R2 traffic infringement notices were issued, amounting to 28,750 rand.
And Pope Francis, who recently returned from a grueling 12-day trip, cancelled his public meetings today due to light flu symptoms so he could rest ahead of his visit to Belgium this week. According to the Vatican, his 12-day trip, namely to Indonesia and Singapore, was particularly tiring, encompassing a distance of 32,000 kilometres. I'm Chanel Subtiman. I'll be back at 11 in Afrikaans with more news.
Bye, thank you, Chanel. Mystiek op pad in die volgende 30 minuten. And then, of course, your McDonald's McCafe competition to enter. Get to our Facebook or X page and tell us about your sweet spots, and you could win up to 1,500 rand thanks to McDonald's ZA and McCafe. T's and C's apply.
30 minutes of more music you love. Love. With Tabiso Kambule. Turn it up on Jacaranda FM.
Thinks there's always tomorrow. I miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. I know you crossed the bridge that I